everyone, it's Tara.
This is Connor.
And today we have an intermediate lesson, and we are continuing with our office series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this one is about profiles and personas. Now, it's something we use in the office.
So when you have a company, you want to make sure that you understand your users better.
Yeah, and you need to understand their aspirations, what they really want.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in this word persona, you can see person.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But this is a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And let's listen to the dialogue between Zach and Karen, who are coworkers, and we'll find out more about personas.
Sounds good.
Karen, I'd like to start building marketing personas to help us better craft and deliver our message.
Absolutely. But before we go any further, I've got a really basic question. What's the difference between a user persona and a user profile?
I'm glad you asked. Most people confuse the two. A persona paints a picture of the customer, like their needs and wants.
Whereas a profile is more about demographic information?
That's a large part of it. Customer profiles don't describe the customer's wants and needs. They show you exactly what customers are doing.
Okay, so personas tell us the why, while profiles tell us the what.
Exactly. But creating personas usually involves customer profiling.
Do you think this is a project you can hand off to Brad?
He can certainly be the lead person. But we should involve the whole team in coming up with personas, as everyone brings a different perspective and different information to the table.
That's a great point. Since you have a lot of experience in the area, why don't you coach Brad on the process, but have him be responsible for the actual project?
Sure. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Zach and Karen. And right away, Karen is saying that she'd like to start building marketing personas.
Right. So important to focus on the pronunciation here.
Yeah.
It's not persona.
Persona. No.
It's persona.
Persona. You might even hear somebody say persona.
Yes.
But the stress is on the second syllable.
Yes, exactly.
Syllable.
So your persona.
Yeah.
Okay. So your persona, what would you describe that as?
I think in one word I would say just image.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's how people see you or view you.
Yeah, so it's not my personality. It's different from that, or it could be different from that.
It could be. Yeah. So your personality is kind of the characteristics that you have. And your persona could be the same, including those characteristics, but they could also be different.
Yeah, it's what you want to show to the public, to the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. So my personality is, believe it or not, I am very, very shy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. For me as well, like in the classroom, I have a classroom persona.
Right.
I'm a little different.
Yes.
Like I show my students a persona, but it might be different. In fact, it is a little different.
Yeah.
Than my real personality.
Right. So when you're teaching, you have to be more energetic.
Yeah, more energetic, yeah.
Whereas my personality, I'm a napper.
And, you know, movie stars, they have a persona. They have to maintain their persona.
Right. So you can actually say public persona versus private persona.
Yeah, for sure.
So why does Zach want to start using these personas?
So, yeah, Zach wants to start crafting to help us better craft our message.
Right. So craft just means build.
Yeah, to build. It's usually something like, for example, handicraft.
Yeah.
And that's often something you use and make with your hands.
And you have to have skill.
Yeah. That's the important thing is crafting something. It's a specialized skill.
Right. You may also hear the word, it's very popular now, craft beer.
Yeah, craft beer.
So that's like specially made beer.
Like high quality.
Yes. Yeah. And so he wants to craft and deliver our message.
Mm-hmm. So deliver, like, it's not a delivery boy. It's
no.
A share or present.
Right. Yeah. So now we get back into Karen is actually asking the question that
Karen,
I think we all want to know the answer to. What is the difference between persona and profile.
Right. So we talked about persona. It's something, the image you show to the world, where profile is more just the basic information about yourself.
Usually fact-based.
Yeah, all just facts.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it doesn't have to be your personality. It's just things that are true about you.
Like your age.
Yes.
Yeah, your age, your where are you from.
Exactly.
Those kinds of things, like on your Facebook profile.
Yes.
Or WeChat profile. Just the basic information about yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the persona, on the other hand, will paint a picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is when they're talking and Zach says, a persona paints a picture. It doesn't really paint a picture. It's
no.
like an imaginary picture, right?
Right. So I use this expression a lot when I'm talking about writing.
Yeah.
And if you're taking the writing workshop, you will have heard me say this many times.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're painting a picture, you're helping someone to understand or see something using words usually.
Yeah, so it's, you're like, there's a picture in your mind, kind of like that, to help you see everything and understand the customer's needs and wants.
So their wants and needs or needs and wants, you can mix and match the order there.
Yeah, but it's usually they're used together, right?
Right, and you know what this is. It's just a one set expression to represent things that you want and things that you need.
So things that I want would be a new iPhone, but things that I need would be...
to pay your bill.
To pay my bills, yeah. My medical insurance.
Exactly, that's helpful.
Yeah. So that's what the persona is. It's really their desires, their aspirations of the customers. But the profile, as Karen says, is just their basic demographic information.
Right. So earlier you talked about age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this can also include gender or are you male, female?
Yeah. Like income even?
Income, where you live.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Single marital status.
Yeah, yeah. So demographic is just the information about populations or people, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So anytime you do a survey,
it
will ask you demographic or demographical information so they can then analyze it.
Yeah. So if you look at a demographic information or as a study, demographics of a city, it could be like, oh, you know, 50%, you know, black people, 50% white people or something else.
And income is usually involved in that as well.
Yeah, average income.
Yeah. And so essentially, Karen then is kind of trying to process all of this. And she says, so personas tell us the why.
And so this, as you can see right away, there's a the in front of why. And we even would use quotation marks on around why because we're using it in a different way. We're using it as a noun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it basically means the why is the reason.
The reason, yeah. So we're emphasizing this so we can take why and we use it in this way.
Yeah, and make it into a noun. And we can also say that the what.
So the persona is the reason, the aspirations, and then the profile is the what. Again, the what, the just the basic stuff.
The things.
The things about them, like their age, income, all those other things.
Right. And so then Zach comes on to say, but creating personas usually involves customer profiling.
So involves, this is a really useful word. It can be used in different ways. It can often mean include. Yeah, so
when concern,
yeah, or even something related to. So creating personas, it's you have to do customer profiling. It's part of it. Yeah.
Right. And for example, if you're working on a project with multiple people, you want to involve other team members.
So that would be like include them.
Exactly. And I think just touching on customer profiling here.
Yeah.
So profiling is actually the action of categorizing people.
Yeah, putting them into categories based on their information.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'll often see maybe something like criminal profiling predicting the type of criminal.
Yeah, taking some basic information to help me make a guess about them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Using science.
Now,
Karen is then saying, do you think this is a project that you can hand off to Brad?
Yeah, this is a really good word, hand off. So when I'm finished with a task and I need to pass it on to somebody to do the next part, I can hand it off. Maybe even physically, literally with my hand.
Yes.
Could be.
So in past lessons, mm-hmm. we've also talked about the word delegate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
it's kind of you share responsibility or you give responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another way to look at handoff is mm-hmm. In the Olympics with a relay race.
Yeah, the relay race.
There are four people.
Yeah.
And when one does their part, they run and mm-hmm. they hand off
or baton.
Pass the baton.
Yeah.
And then they're done their part.
Yeah. So then they can go and relax.
So
hand off.
Right. And so when you're working on a project with multiple people, mm-hmm. you'll do your part, mm-hmm. hand it off, mm-hmm. and then you're done.
Yeah, good. And then Zach comes back, and he's, so he's talking more, and they need to involve the whole team because everyone brings a different perspective.
Right, so mm-hmm. your point of view, mm-hmm. your opinion.
Yeah, often it's opinion, because someone has a different view of the world.
Right.
Yeah, they have different opinions, ideas.
Because of their past experiences
mm-hmm.
and who they are, their persona, and mm-hmm. their demographic information.
Yeah, so we often ask, if you want some advice from somebody, you can ask, can you give me some perspective? Like, if you're in a difficult time in a relationship and you need advice from someone who doesn't have the emotional things. And so you ask, can you give me some perspective? You're outside looking in. What do you see? What can you give me advice?
Because I can only see one way mm-hmm. at that point.
Yeah.
And you might be able to add mm-hmm. to that and tell mm-hmm. me something else mm-hmm. that maybe I can't see.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons I started traveling when I was very young is I actually wanted to broaden mm-hmm. my perspectives.
Yeah, that's one thing traveling, seeing other cultures does. It expands or broadens
mm-hmm.
Your perspective, and it helps you put things in perspective.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if something happens, mm-hmm. maybe at one point in your life you would have gotten really upset.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're traveling and when your perspectives are widened or broadened,
mm-hmm.
you don't get so upset about the little things anymore.
Yeah. If you put the things in perspective, you realize it's not so bad.
Not such a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'll get past this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then Karen says, that's a great point. Since you have a lot of experience in the area, why don't you coach Brad on the process?
Right. So often you'll see the word coach here, mm-hmm. and it's used as a verb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see it as a noun, as a person.
Yeah.
Often connected to sports.
Yeah, that's kind of where it comes from, right?
Yeah.
Like sports, like a trainer or a leader for the sports team.
Right. And in a business context, mm-hmm. we would kind of think of it as mentoring mm-hmm. or guiding, kind of helping a person along.
Yeah, because there's that personal relationship too.
Right. And it's different from training, maybe?
Yeah. Training is just like giving them, this is what you do, this is what you do, do this, do this.
And mentoring or coaching mm-hmm. is kind of allowing mm-hmm. the person to take responsibility and mm-hmm. make their own decisions,
mm-hmm. yeah,
but giving mm-hmm. them guidance.
Yeah, giving them guidance. So there's more of a together, doing things together.
It's supporting as opposed
supporting.
To controlling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So let's take one more listen to the dialogue between Zach and Karen and talking about personas and profiles.
Okay.
Karen, I'd like to start building marketing personas to help us better craft and deliver our message.
Absolutely. But before we go any further, I've got a really basic question. What's the difference between a user persona and a user profile?
I'm glad you asked. Most people confuse the two. A persona paints a picture of the customer, like their needs and wants.
Whereas a profile is more about demographic information?
That's a large part of it. Customer profiles don't describe the customer's wants and needs. They show you exactly what customers are doing.
Okay, so personas tell us the why, while profiles tell us the what.
Exactly. But creating personas usually involves customer profiling.
Do you think this is a project you can hand off to Brad?
He can certainly be the lead person, but we should involve the whole team in coming up with personas, as everyone brings a different perspective and different information to the table.
That's a great point. Since you have a lot of experience in the area, why don't you coach Brad on the process, but have him be responsible for the actual project?
Sure. That's exactly what I was thinking.
So we just listen to the dialogue again. And so this idea of profiles and personas is really important for any business that has customers, which is any business.
Yeah. So here at Open Language, we actually spend a lot of time analyzing our user personas.
Yeah.
Because we want to deliver a better product and help you learn better.
We hope we're doing a good job.
We hope we are. So why don't you let us know if we're, you know, on target with analyzing what you want to hear.
And you can share with us your the whys and your the whats.
Right.
your whys and your whats.
And your wants and your needs.
Yeah, yeah.
So are we meeting your wants and your needs, or do you have suggestions on things you'd like us to talk about?
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing your comments.
Take care.
Bye-bye.